your lucky night. You can't believe your luck. The company has sent you on a weekend course with me. We've been working together for years, and you've fancied me ever since we met. I'm kind, smart, funny, and so, so beautiful. We've been good friends for a while, but you're worried that it's been so long that we are now firmly in the friend zone, and any chance for us to become anything more has passed you by. Still, that doesn't stop you from getting excited about a weekend away with me. Sure, it's going to be boring, 2 days of meetings and lectures about work stuff, but at least we'll be together. We've been in our first meeting for what seems like forever. You look across at my beautiful face. I'm trying to concentrate on the speaker's words, but failing almost as miserably as you. You try not to glance down at the cleavage I'm displaying in this low-cut top, but you can't help yourself. This must be the 100th time you've glanced at my tits. That's not including the hundreds of times you've glanced down at my legs in this short business skirt while I sit next to you. The tops of my pantyhose thighs are exposed due to my skirt redding up when I sat down. Only you can see that I don't seem to have noticed. Every time you look, it's only for a moment. The thought of getting caught fills you with dread. You'd hate for anything to ruin our friendship. That's what stopped you from asking me out. And now it's too late. You reach across and scribble a silly sketch on my notepad, which makes me laugh. The sound is like music to your ears. You love my laugh so much. You love everything about me. From my sarcastic, no-nonsense attitude, to my friendly, caring nature, to my absolutely rocking, hot, sexy body. Let's not forget about that, because I am fucking sexy, you know, in case I hadn't made it clear. Finally, the meeting is over, way past its original finish time, and you follow my swaying, perfect ass out of the hall. I turn to you and make a face.
Oh, thank God that's over. That has to be the most boring conference I've ever been to. Did that really need to be 5 hours long? You were right. It was just another asshole reading out of every page of his PowerPoint presentation. God, it was so dull. Thank God you were here with me, though, to alleviate the boredom. Your doodles on my notepad really made me laugh. I love the one that you drew of the audience all asleep. You've got real talent there. I'm not kidding. Right. Let's go check out our rooms. I can't believe there's another seminar first thing in the morning. If it's all as dull as this one, I might just walk out. Let's see. Where are we going? Ah, here's the reception desk. Hello? Yes, we're booked in for the conference. Members 68 and 69. Shh, stop making me laugh. Only you would find that number hot. Yes, that's right. That's us. What? Only one room? Are you sure? There's no other rooms available? Well, it's okay with me. Is it all right with you? Are there twin beds? Not a double, right? You see, we're not together. We're just work colleagues. Okay, that's fine. God, everything is so badly organized. That's so typical of our company policy. Probably just a way for them to save a few dollars. Let's get to our rooms. I'm so tired. I was hoping to go to the bar for a bit, but that meeting overran so much, you know? I know. You look as exhausted as I feel. At least it's not far from the room, just up here. I hope you don't mind taking the steps a little bit. They put us in an older wing, but the room is a lot nicer, so I said all right.
You watch my gorgeous body walk ahead of you. You hang back just a bit to try and get a better angle to see up my skirt and scold yourself for being such a pervert. You can't help it. My long, toned legs are so alluring. I'm wearing my work shoes, sexy high heels, which show off my strong calves. You just want to take it all in. There's too much to stare at. You just want to see more and more of me. Each time I raise my leg to the next step, you can almost see the curves of my sexy bottom under the hem of my short skirt. But soon, we've reached the top, and I break your concentration by saying,
I think we're somewhere on this floor. This way. No, wait. Here we are. Are you kidding me? Room 69? This is hilarious. You can stop laughing. Right. Let's see how luxurious this room is, shall we? Here we go. Looks good. Oh, wait. There's only a single bed. What the fuck? Seriously? You wait here. I'm going to go back to the reception and find out what's going on.
Your heart is racing as I leave. The thought of sharing a single bed with me is too much to hope for. Your hands are shaking. You can't expect I would be up for sharing a bed with you. You're not sure you could do it anyway. You get too excited for a start. It wouldn't be right. You'll have to sleep on the floor. It probably won't come to that, you realize. I will sort everything out and probably even get us different rooms somehow. You jump as I return.
You're not going to believe this. Some kid broke the other bed this morning just as his family was checking out. And they've had to take it away to be replaced. They offered us rooms at another one of their hotels, but it's like 30 miles away. I knew we should have just used a company car instead of the train. I just want to go to bed. What's that? You'll sleep on the floor? No, don't be silly. We can both sleep on this single bed. I don't move much once I nod off. And it's just for one night. Don't worry. I trust you not to try anything. I mean, we're good friends, right? I think of you a bit like you're my gay best friend or something. What's the matter? Yes, I know you're not gay. There's no need to be upset. It's a compliment. I'm saying you're just such a lovely, sweet, kind person. You're the perfect gentleman. I'm not the least bit worried about sharing a bed with you. You'll keep your distance and be really respectful. I've known you for years. This just shows what good pals we are. Which is why I'm not having you sleeping on this cold floor, when we could both just have a good night's sleep in a bed. Come on. Let's get ourselves sorted. You want to go get changed in the bathroom? Okay. There you go. You see? You're being all respectful already. I was just going to get undressed right here.
You smile awkwardly, slightly annoyed that you have been so polite and might now miss out on me getting undressed. But Keeping to your word, you take your things into the bathroom and shut the door. You look at your face in the mirror. It's red and flushed with excitement. This is really happening. You splash water all over your face, and you have a quick wash. Your heart won't stop racing. You fumble with your clothes and put on a fresh pair of boxers. After checking yourself one last time in the mirror, you nervously knock on the bathroom door politely, checking if you can come back out into the room.
Yeah, come on in, babes.
Your heart skips a beat. You love it when I call you that. Slowly, you open the door and your eyes widen in disbelief as I turn and smile at you. I'm in the sexiest lingerie you've ever seen. A purple lacy bra struggles to contain my wonderful, fine, large tits, and my matching thong barely covers anything at all. My pantyhose turns out to be stockings attached with suspenders to my thong, and my high heels are still on. I'm a goddess. A glorious, sexy, 6-foot-tall supermodel goddess.
I know, right? I'm so sorry. I thought I was going to be in my own room tonight. I forgot I'm trying the new range of sexy lingerie all this week just to make sure it supports me and it's comfortable. It's purple's turn today. What do you think? I guess I should be embarrassed, but I just feel so comfortable with you. So do you like it? Yeah? Do you think a potential boyfriend would approve? Let me give you a twirl.
I turn around and you get the perfect view of my ass. My thong practically disappears between my curvy cheeks. They're just so round and bouncy. As if you weren't mesmerized enough, I start to jokingly twerk in front of you. It's the sexiest thing you've ever seen. You can only dream that I'm twerking on your dick.
Yeah, you think he'd definitely approve? Aw, that's sweet, honey. Thank you so much. Between you and me, there's a sexy man at work I'm trying to impress, so I'm just revamping all parts of my wardrobe.
Your heart falls as you realize I must be interested in someone else. Of course I do. You think to yourself, why would you ever believe you stood a chance with this beautiful, gorgeous woman like me? I interrupt your thoughts.
Are you getting into bed already? Okay, good. You're going to sleep next to the wall. I was going to ask if you would do that. I'm a bit superstitious. I like to be able to get out of bed easily, in case there's a fire or something. To be honest, I don't really know. Anyway, I just got to do something with my hair and I'll be right back with you.
You lie in bed, waiting. Excited but nervous. You don't know why you're so excited. Nothing is going to happen. You're just going to sleep, and the hottest woman of your dreams is about to be in the bed next to you. You turn to face the wall, feeling like you shouldn't watch me get into bed, especially since I'm practically naked. Your heart is still beating at 1,000,000 miles an hour. Suddenly, you feel the covers move and the weight of my body climb into the bed with you. My soft skin touches yours briefly, and tingles of excitement rush through your entire being.
Hey, you don't have to face the wall, you know. I won't bite. And I know you won't. Are you ready? For me to turn the lights out, silly. You do make me laugh. Good night.
Let's hope we sleep well. Early start in the morning. I'm so glad it's you this is happening with, and not one of those good-looking guys from recruiting. I don't know if I would have been able to keep my hands off of them. You try to laugh, but really your heart sinks. How could you be feeling such despair in a moment like this? You are as close as you've ever been to me, and yet it feels like you're as far as you've ever been from actually being with me. You close your eyes tightly. You try to keep as still as possible. Maybe you will drift off, despite the fact both your mind and heart are racing so much. You sense me moving about a little next to you. This happens a few times, and you decide to turn around and ask me if I'm okay, and whether you should sleep on the floor after all. Oh no, I'm just a bit cold, that's all. My arms and shoulders. My own silly fault for wearing such skimpy underwear. Be a sweetheart and put your arms around me, will you? I really need to warm up. You gulp in disbelief. This is torture. You clumsily lift your arms from under the covers and try to wrap them around me, but you really don't know where to put your hands. Like this, see, underneath my right shoulder and the other around my waist. Snuggle in a little bit, and then you can warm up my bare back too. I guide my hands where I want them, on my soft skin. You can hardly believe it. Someone is playing a cruel game on you, even though it's also the best thing that you can ever remember happening in your entire life. That feels better. So, tell me, do you like anyone? This question hits you unexpectedly. You hate lying, and so you have to think of a way around it. Oh, someone at work, huh? You should tell me who, and I can help put in a good word for you. Let them know how sweet and loving you are. I mean, just look at the way you're holding me now. Just as friends, and not taking advantage of the situation like a million other men would. No? Okay. Well, when you're ready to tell me, let me know. Have you ever had a girlfriend? Really? So you're a virgin? No, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's cute. I love that you're waiting for the right girl to come along. It's very admirable. I mean, it's not what I would do. I would pounce on a man I like and fuck him into the middle of next week without even saying hello. But I really respect your way of doing things. I really do. Oh, this cuddling is so nice. I'm a bit warmer now. No. Stay where you are. You're so cozy spooning me like this. It's lovely. Our bodies are touching. Your chest is pressed against my back, and your arm is around my waist, barely inches below my incredible tits. I smell unbelievable. Your senses are going crazy. Your cock is getting hard. You panic. Your cock is slowly growing in your boxers, and it's right next to my insanely perfect ass. You shuffle your hips back a little, trying to put some distance between your stiffening dick and my derriere, hoping I won't notice.
You know what? This is going to sound crazy, and tell me if it makes you feel a bit awkward, but this thong is really digging into me. My ass and pussy are just eating it up, and it's so uncomfortable. I think they're going to just have to be for sexy foreplay, and if I'm going on a date, the sooner I get them off, the better. Do you mind if I just slide them off? I quite often sleep naked anyway. Are you sure? You're such a sweetheart. I'm so sorry. I promise, we'll get to sleep now.
You can hardly believe it. Your cock is still growing rapidly. And now, it is barely inches from my incredible naked pussy lips. How has this happened? You try to keep as still as possible in the hope that your semi-erect cock will begin to calm down. Fat chance of that with my naked cunt so close to you. You can practically feel the heat of my sex on the tip of your cock through your boxers. It's so close. You try to discreetly shuffle back a little more, and then you hear me snore. Very gently. I'm asleep. Thank God, you think? Then, as if searching subconsciously for warmth, I move my body toward you. My ass finds your cock, and it slides between my cheeks like a hot dog in a bun. With a sharp intake of breath, you back away some more. But now you're right up against the wall. My body moves back further, seeking the warmth of your chest. My body has you pinned against the cold edge of the room, and my ass has your steady growing cock trapped within its gorgeous, soft, peachy, jiggly curves. Your cock is now almost fully erect and beginning to twitch in the confines of my beautiful bum cheeks. To your horror, you realize your dick is escaping through the gap in front of your boxers. Your naked cock springs free, and now it's really in between my ass, without any fabric in the way. Surely, I'm going to notice your throbbing hard cock pulsating between my buns. This will be the end of our friendship for sure. You think about just pushing me away and getting up, but how would you explain your raging boner, your cock poking out of your shorts? And besides, it feels so good. So very, very good. You can't move back any further because of the wall, but you can move up and down. You shuffle down the bed, and sure enough, your cock is finally free of my butt. It springs forward and instead brushes against my moist pussy lips. Fuck. The tip of your dick twitches against the entrance of my cunt, and its wetness starts to coat the head of your penis, lubricating it, preparing it perfectly to penetrate me. You can't believe it. I'm becoming aroused while I'm asleep. Or so you think. Suddenly you realize I'm moving my cunt around the tip of your dick, desperately trying to locate the right position for you to enter me. I really do seem to want it, and you most certainly do. Suddenly you hear my voice. Don't worry, baby. You can thrust into me. You gasp as I say the words. Your heart soars as you realize I've been playing you this whole time. Yeah, that's right. I'm awake. I've been awake this whole time. You wanna fuck, don't you? Don't you? You eagerly agree, and immediately, I suddenly find the angle I've been seeking and glide my quivering, aching, soaking wet cunt onto your cock. I push down and swallow it all right to your balls. You moan out loud, and I'm loving it too. I start to grind on your eager, fully engorged penis, moving up and down and up and down, making you convulse with pleasure. Oh yeah, thrust into me, baby. Oh, I booked this room. I knew it was just a single bed. I wanted to take your virginity tonight, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Oh yeah. You thrust inside of me. My cunt gripping you tightly, milking your desperate cock. As you feel your pulse tighten, the overwhelming erotic bliss is too much. You're going to come inside me after only a few moments. So fucking incredible. Oh, go ahead, virgin boy. Do it. Come inside my beautiful pussy. You couldn't stop yourself if you'd wanted to. You grunt and groan as you explode inside my cunt. Wave after wave of sticky white semen erupts from your dick as you spasm and convulse uncontrollably as I take everything from you. That's it. Keep coming. Oh yeah, you're not a virgin anymore, sweetheart. Congratulations. How do you feel, baby? I knew this plan would work. I've always known you liked me. It's so obvious. I never felt the same way, but just a few weeks ago, I realized that I was fed up with playing around with these insensitive morons. I wanted someone to make me feel good, to make me feel special. Someone who would put my needs above theirs. And that's when it hit me. You do that for me. For everyone. All the time. And the more I realized it, the more I saw what an amazing person you are. And I started falling for you. So I set this all up. I wanted to make you squirm a bit first. Tease you with my lingerie, see how you would react when you realized we were sharing the bed together. It was so funny. I love the way you agreed to everything I suggested. Even when I took my thong off and asked you to spoon me, you still didn't think I was into you. You were so beyond cute. Well, if you've ever recovered from that orgasm, I'd quite like one of my own. What do you say? Think you can get hard for me again, baby? I'll tell you what. I've done this to a lot of guys. They think they're spent. But then I do this. I just lean in between their legs, lick my lips, and take their cock deep into my mouth. Ready? Your eyes roll back into the back of your head as my tongue mercilessly swirls around the tip of your cock before my beautiful, wet mouth swallows it all deep into my throat, all the way to your balls. I do it over and over and over again, and you begin to swell in ecstasy. Within seconds, you're fully erect, and I release your excited dick with a triumphant, excited look on my face. Told you. Now you're ready to please my pussy properly. Get in between my legs. Eat my pussy. Make me as wet as you can. You've never eaten pussy before, but all you want to do is please me. Your eager, willing tongue searches my pussy lips hungrily, licking, sucking, and gently biting at my sex. You take note of every moan I make, slowly working out what I enjoy the most and giving me more of it. More by luck than judgment, you find my clit and soon work out that it's the favorite place of mine. Oh, yes. I love having such an attentive lover, so eager to please me. It's a bit like having a slave who will do whatever I want. Oh, yeah. Baby.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh. That's enough, baby. Very good. I want you inside me. Lie on your back. I like to be on top. You do as you're told and watch in complete awe as I straddle you, reaching back to release my bountiful breasts from my bra, swaying before you in all of their magnificent glory. You stare as they bounce gently, nipples rock hard and lengthening, and then I slide on top of your arching dick once more. You can't believe you're so excited after the incredible orgasm you just had, but your cock is as throbbing and it's as desperate as it was the first time. Maybe even more so. That's it, baby. I've already taken your virginity. Does that mean that you belong to me now? I think it does, you know. Yeah. You feel so good inside me. Let's take it a little faster. Ah. Oh, yeah. That cock is really filling me up. I love to pound down on you. Up to the balls, my ass bouncing on your thighs. Yes. Oh, yes. You're so hard. Come on for me, baby. Does that feel nice? Yeah. Think you can take a bit faster. This is it. I'm gonna come. Come with me, baby. Come with me. So good. You came again, didn't you? Look at this cream pie, baby. Do you think you can go again? I have a few more tricks up my sleeve. I think this is going to be the beginning of a beautiful relationship. Don't you?